The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
And one of those kids got in trouble in the most delicious gaming father way possible. Like, I was so not excited. I said before, when you first told me about it, I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I had to walk it back. Like, okay, let me be clear. From from a gaming dad over drinks to another gaming dad perspective, it's awesome.
Yeah.
From a father in the room with a kid that you have to speak to why it's not good, it's bad. So yeah. Enough burying the lead. Jeff, what happened with your son and gaming, and how did it end up in trouble?
So, yes. So, much like Trevor introduced, my son got in trouble with gaming. And you would think that, you know, just in gaming in general, maybe he played the wrong game, or maybe he went off and did something else that he wasn't supposed to do in a game. No, Trevor, in these days, in a pandemic, we are in a high-stress environment, and we have chosen virtual school for our kids, so they do distance learning over the internet. And we wondered why our son's projects weren't being turned in, because everything's available on Google Classroom. You can see everything they're doing, which is quite neat as a parent. You can see everything they're working on, how far they've got. You can dip in and see how far they've progressed, much like a game, like what level are they at, right? wondered why a lot of his stuff wasn't being turned in, and had a conversation with him. And he said he was, you know, kind of goofing off. He wasn't paying attention. So, all right, warning. And then the next day, things didn't improve. They did not improve. And we're like, okay, what's going on? You know, maybe, you know, virtual is not really working. No, he wants to try again. So third time, Trevor, you know, three strikes, you're out kind of thing. We find out, like, he's really, really silent in school, which doesn't happen for a kid. Anybody that has a 7-year-old, quiet is a bad sign.
The silence of death. We're just like, oh, they're real quiet right now.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Exactly. They're scheming. They're up to something. So I am working online myself. I get up like really quickly, so I don't let him get a chance to do anything. Get up really quickly, check his laptop, right? Because I know what's going on. Something's going on. He's watching YouTube or something. No, he's playing Roblox in another tab that he knows about alt tabbing. He knows how to get back quickly and hide it. So he's off playing Roblox with whoever online at some other game. It's actually like an Among Us ripoff done in Roblox.
Okay.
He's off doing that instead of listening to his teacher, who's right in his face. Like, video is on, everything is there, and he's just staring blankly because he's focused on the game. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is no way. In no way is this okay. This is not good. So,
well, first question, was he winning?
I'd honestly, I hope so. I hope it was worth it.
I mean, some major online streaming deals.
Yeah. I don't know. Man. Like, we're raising these kids to be like, you know, tech savvy, and well, there it is, right? So I can't fault them for trying, because I did the same in class, much older, in front of the teacher. But no, man, you can't do this. You're 7. You're in grade 2.
At home. Oh, grade 7. My God.
So.
Oh, sorry. You say grade 7 or he is 7?
He's 7, grade 2.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
so
yeah,
it's grade 2. He's off goofing off in Roblox. So he lost Roblox. Like, that is it. I suspended the account, which I will mention is nigh on impossible. Roblox makes it very hard to delete an account. You have to go through like their whole support ticket, you know. So like, I gave up on that. I didn't want to. I'm already in a high stress environment, so I didn't want to go through this 9-step program to pull his account. So I just changed the password and locked him out and logged him out of everything. And now we have a setup where we have a TV plugged in, mirroring his laptop, facing us so we can see what he's working on. That's the point we're at. And like, it sucks, but we gave him plenty of chances. We had conversations with him, and this is the path he chose. So That was my week.
If he was just better at multitasking, he almost would have got away with it too if it wasn't for these meddling parents.
I actually wouldn't be so bad if he was alt-tabbing into like cool math games, which is like, you know, it makes math fun in games. I'm like, well, he's learning. No, Roblox. No. This is not. That's just not going down.
Man, that is just wild. So he's supposed to be paying attention in school. He seems hyper-focused. Too focused. Which raises suspicion. He's not getting his work done. And that's kind of, again, that's really the crux of it, where if he was somehow managing to still get enough work done, yeah, maybe it's a great slip, you're going to be less suspicious and you work with him, but like, man, to just...
Yeah, no. He needs to cover his tracks a little better. I think that's where we're at. Like, at least do your work first and then goof off.
You can just picture as he's coming, as you're walking towards, just like that, like the quick snap, snap. Like he's just snapping alt-tab fast as possible to go back and forth and avoid detection.
You know,
my God.
You can see it in their eyes too when they know they've done something wrong. You know that look? I think every dad has experienced that look with their kids. Like, you know, they're caught. It's over. And you could see like that little sparkle in their eyes. Like, oh God, like, this is it. So.
I will say there's got to be some relief that what he's getting in trouble for is gaming, though. Some little part is like, that's a little my proud. Man.
Yeah.
You can't do this. This is very bad.
Right.
But that's my man.
I know. Like, I mean, this podcast isn't for nothing. Like, yes. Raising little gamers here. So, kudos to him for actually logging in and accessing it himself without asking me for his username and password. He did that all himself. He knew how to do it. And congrats that way. But I would never admit that to him right now. Maybe later.
He can listen to this episode afterwards and see the slight bit of pride mixed with the parental fury and trying to balance it all.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So what game did you play in front of your teacher? You mentioned you did the same when you were young.
It was actually Shadow Warrior. Do you remember that old game?
I don't know.
What's it's kind of like it was a pixel first person shooter. Played it with a few buddies on a LAN network because they were all networked together. So we had a game going. And there are huge monitors back in our day. There are huge monitors, so you couldn't see over the things, and it was a perfect cover. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, that was my jam.
Okay, so what's the... How long will this go? How long will he take? Would you say Roblox is his main jam as far as games? And how long will this punishment last, do you think? Do you not have a set point?
He's on a program. He's on like a trust. He needs to earn our trust back, which is going to take time. So if he can show us he can, you know, listen, focus, do his work, you know, pick up other things in the house, and we can trust him with actually carrying out what we ask him to without having to double check, then he can earn Roblox back. But it will be a few weeks at least, just to let that set in, which is an eternity in kids' minds, right? Like, time like flows. Even for me, this year is horrible. So I can only imagine it'll be like years to him. But yeah, he needs to kind of feel that pain a little bit, just to know that he can't. There's a time and place. That's all.
Yeah. No, it is very bad. I mean, like, gaming is so addictive. It's amazing. We obviously adore it as a hobby, but we could understand the thrall of it.
Yeah.
But if you don't understand the time and place for it,
that's right.
It's very bad. Like, you have to keep up with school. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting one. The monsters you've created.
I know, right? It's my own.
You took the game away from your kid, and that's gonna a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's gonna be years, right? In kid time. Yeah. So that makes sense, you know. Taking games away from kids stretches time to feel like years.
Yeah.
So Jeff time, when you don't have a PS5 arriving, what does that feel like, buddy?
You know what? I don't know how many times I've refreshed a website this past week trying to get shipping info for my PS5 and nothing. Silence.
to catch everyone up, Jeff is the proud gaming dad owner of a PS5 pre-order.
Maybe
it's ready to go. It theoretically should be on a truck somewhere, making its happy way to your happy home. Roblox is going to look amazing on a PS5. Not that your kid'll know.
That's right. That's right.
So it's just constant refreshing. You're desperately trying to see if your theoretically your PS5 should arrive on the 12th, right?
Correct. It should arrive on the 12th. They've said on the 12th. I was kind of worried because Remembrance Day is the 11th, right? So here in Canada, if they ship Canada Post, they don't operate. So that mail service doesn't operate. So depending on who they ship with, it could be delayed. But they have said on Twitter, again, I'm refreshing, I'm doing my research, they've said they're targeting the launch day as for shipments to home. And this, I can't change it to in-store, I can't do any of that, and I've heard issues with that too. I am hoping, because this is the only time after this long year, I'm like, I need to take vacation. I'm going to book it off for the PS5 launch.
You already have it booked off in advance?
I booked off a week and a half to spend some time.
Oh, okay. I was afraid it'd be like one day you booked off.
No.
That would have been like, and then it arrives at like 9 at night.
Yeah, but I still like, I don't want this thing to be delayed 5 days and it's in the middle of the next week and you be like, I don't want to go back to work right now. Like, give me another week. Just hold on. So I'm hoping, don't jinx it. Like, again, there's no confirmation on any of this right now. I thought I was charged for it. Apparently that didn't happen. That was in a dream, maybe, because nothing's there. So I don't know.
Wait a minute. You didn't get there's no credit card charge for your console yet?
No, like I swear to God, there was. At one point there was. But I think it was like a pre-authorization. So they made sure that you had the funds available. And then Walmart's policy is that they charge you before they ship. So I am hoping that they just charge me tomorrow and they're like, hey, we're shipping. We're good. Let's do it. But nothing, man. Nothing. So it's not a done deal. It will only be a done deal when it's safely in my arms.
you're gonna be in the guest bedroom or kicking your wife off to like the couch as you just like cuddle it at night.
Believing
you actually have it.
Oh, absolutely. That's the game plan.
Oh my goodness. So you have to keep us posted. Obviously, that's gonna be wild. I hope it comes out, especially for the week of gaming, because that'll be a great dad treat amongst everything that's kind of gone on this year to be able to spend some quality time with it.
Yeah.
So I'll relay a bit of a story I had where in a moment of gaming dad weakness, I almost bought an Xbox today. My plan had been to, I was very impressed. I had been leaning Team Xbox.
Okay.
Right. Yep. Having previously, I enjoyed that. I really like what they're doing digitally with their digital services, Xbox Pass. I actually prefer that to what PlayStation does. But because of PSVR, because of all my titles and the gameplay stuff that PlayStation showed off, it's like, no, PlayStation is the way to go. But there's one available. And there's something about being in this fever pitch of pre-orders and next-gen console, and there's none left, and oh my goodness, Walmart got a drop, and Best Buy got a drop. And then you're looking at a page, and there it is.
Yep.
So what's funny is I was actually more interested in the S, so the Xbox Series S.
Right.
And I was staring at that one, I was just like, and there it is, it's like 370 Canadian. I prefer the size and the aesthetics of it. I think it's a beautiful looking system. And there it is. It's just like, I could just buy this.
Add to cart.
I added it to cart just to like get it in there. Oh, just so I could look at it in the cart.
Just to screw with somebody else that's trying to get to it.
I felt a little bad about that. But it's kind of like as I'm sitting there pondering it, if I were to decide to go ahead and then lose it, didn't want it to go.
Right.
Yeah, I decided against it. Like, I stuck to my original plan. I was like, no, like, try to get a PS5. If you don't, you're fine for a bit. I'll say this. When I first looked earlier in the day, I checked a couple times, honestly, kind of casually, just as I saw stuff on Twitter. And I looked at it. I'm like, it's kind of available already. That's interesting. Look, wait, that's the Xbox One S.
I almost made
the mistake. It's just, this is going to be the saddest Christmas for gaming grandkids who receive the wrong console, because I'm staring at the same white box.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's like, oh, wow, look, it's available. I can't believe you can see when that's available. And then I didn't see the circle. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not the right one. Well, I got fooled.
Yeah. Like you said, like, again, fever pitch, you're trying to grab these machines. I can only, you know, imagine all the parents that they're trying to scramble, have seven tabs open, trying to get something. And, you know, they're not looking. They're just trying to get it. And available, it's the wrong machine. They all look similar. The naming convention's similar. I don't understand. Similar.
The naming convention's terrible. It's confusing.
Like, hopefully from now on, it's just series whatever, as long as they don't make it the
Xbox 2. Like, just
yeah, that's right. Next box, something else. Like, Next let's box. Just...
Next box 2020. Like, just yeah. something.
That would have been hilarious, though. If you went through with that and got the wrong machine, I'm sorry, you would never live that down. I would bring that up every single show forever.
I don't think I'd return it. I'd just sit there and enjoy it. A testament to my nonsense. It'd be perfect.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, but the, you know, so we're going to keep on top of that. I plan to try to buy one release day. There's apparently 4 or 5 retailers up here in Canada that will have stock releasing through the day. But I'm not going to be a keyboard junkie, like just pressing refresh. My intention's to 3 times throughout the day, just go check some sites. And if it's there, so be it. If not,
yeah,
meh.
Okay. But the bet is if you get yours before me,
I will drive and let you borrow it for a week.
It'll end me. That'll be it. It's nothing.
I would drive down and let you borrow, because like there's, I would not be able to sleep at night knowing you how hosed you got. That would have been terrible. Oh, so the one other gaming dad story that I think like all gaming dads here will appreciate that I have. So, my son had watched a clip from Super Smash Brothers, and he really seemed to enjoy it. So right. He was playing it, and he's kind of asking, you know, can we play this one? Can we play this? And I'm like, I really want to play this one, right? Because I adore this game.
Oh, yeah.
But Smash Brothers for Switch is a $90 game. That is practically the cost of a new Xbox.
That's true. That's true.
So I had to, and it's like, if I get, because I was bitten when I bought Luigi's Mansion. Because
okay.
that as well, I think I bought that one for $60, and it was a flop. Did not right. like it. We have not played it since, right? So I didn't want to go ahead and spend $90. As much as I would like the game, right? Like I'd like Smash Brothers, but this is about us playing together,
right?
So the plan was: what do I have in my possession except 2 fully functioning N64s with Smash Brothers original?
So good.
So that's what the plan was. So for the first week, what I did is I introduced him to the 64. He found the controllers to be the weirdest things in the world, which they are.
Yeah.
Those are weird controllers. Those do not age well.
No, they don't.
And lo and behold, like he adored it. Like he just like all he ever wanted to do was play that one. He is nothing but a bucket of sweat when he finishes, because he is jumping with excitement, like smashing people, just adoring it, right? So after a week of seeing the level of intensity with which he enjoyed these games, right, he was like, okay, check, we got this. Let's go ahead and pull the trigger.
Nice.
And I have not looked back. Like Smash Brothers has got to be one of the most joy-inducing games I've played, especially with him, for quite some time. Because yeah, I'll play...
I don't know. I've had a fantastic time with my two boys. So, like, just even getting in everybody at the same time. Everyone has a separate character. Go nuts.
Well, just so sick. Like, the core gameplay was so satisfying, right? Where it... And just coincidentally, in the sense that he's up on the top platform of something and he throws the guy off. So one of the other characters throws a box, perfectly hits the guy who goes flying towards me, and I uppercut him and he goes flying off the screen.
Right.
There's all these like just natural moments in the chaos where it's just like, oh, like you get these emotions that come out like, oh, I can't believe that happened. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then lay onto that the sheer nonsense that is Smash Brothers for the Switch. Like it's ridiculous. Like there's a massive dog that comes and starts licking the screen.
Yeah.
At one point, His character is Bowser, and he grew to be 1,000 feet tall and is blowing people away. There was just one, he became invincible. There were side characters. Like, it's just nonstop, like, just constant hits of excitement and new things happening. Like, I don't know how long it would take us to play to really know everything that is in this game.
I don't think you could. I think it's just like just one of those games where they, you know, you have a brainstorm of ideas and they're like, throw everything in there. Like, it doesn't make sense. Who cares? Like,
so what if then and the levels too. It's like, okay, so what if this is Paper Mario World, except then you're on a desert floor, but then a pirate ship shows up, and then the pirate ship goes up, and then a whale will come and blow that pirate ship down, and then you, it's just, yep. The levels with their constant changing are also just this sense, like the source of joy as you're playing this thing. It's just so silly.
Yeah.
It's great. So, so I think you would vouch for it being a great gaming dad game, yeah?
Absolutely. And it's also a great game to almost have like as a springboard off into other games, because there's so many games mixed in there, right? So my boys were very into Super Metroid after that because they saw Samus. And even Ridley, that stage, and they wanted to play that, right? So it's just like one game exposes you to this whole world of Nintendo. So, and that's like, again, there's a whole other side of, you know, making your own levels. Like, my kids had a blast making their own levels in the little map editor and just coming up with their own creations. Yeah, you go nuts. You make a floor of lava? Sure, make it lava. Make it rotate. Make it flip around. Done crazy stuff with it, and it's just a never-ending source of entertainment, much like you were saying. Just everything is there. We have definitely got our $90 out of it. Like, I'm not even... I could probably go on the Nintendo app and see how many hours have been poured into that and be kind of frightened. But yeah, it is definitely worth its weight in gold, so...
Love the level creator thing. I had no idea that even existed. Which isn't too surprising given how... awful this menu is. I will say that it's probably my only negative on the game is just how horrific the menu and how confusing it all is. As in, can I play this now? What do I do? Which button do I press to play the game? I don't know where to go. This is very confusing.
It looked like immediately to me like that menu system was that old memory game. You remember when you had like all the flashing lights and they're all like red, right. Blue, yellow. Like
Bop It or Skip It.
Something like that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just overwhelmed. kids have no trouble, but I do.
Yeah, they would definitely. And actually, I can make a gaming dad admission. He beat me legitimately in this game.
Whoa!
Like, I was trying to take, because one of the problems is I try to win generally. So our game mode is it's usually me and him versus, but then I'll also add in 2 level 1 computer players.
Yeah.
Just so there's a bunch of stuff going on screen. I generally at this stage try to win. To make sure that I can play the challenger so that we'll get more characters.
Okay, yep.
Although, honestly, he's proven to be good at it, too, because when he beat me, he then went on to beat the challenger, and we got the new character.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
No, but he just legit beat me, because I was trying to... I was really trying to get that, you know, again, like, be on top so I could play the challenger, and as much as I tried it, he just kept nailing me. He was King King K. Cruel. King K. Rool.
Yeah, from Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Who has this one friggin' hit. he's got this super powerful move that's real hard to get around. So I was just getting stomped. It was awful. And the other like computer players weren't helping either. But anyway, not to take away from that. It was legit. He did it. Smoked me. I was like, oof.
Mark this day. You should have taken a screenshot, frame it, put it on the wall, say, this is where they become smarter than me. This is it.
It's like it's all downhill from here. Like, it's like it'll always be the back of mine now. Whenever we're playing from here on out, the little thing in the back of my head. It's like, are you gonna let him beat you again, old man? Can you handle this? Can you swing with the miners?
You're gonna have to stay up all night, like tutoring, watching YouTube videos. Yeah. Like, all right, I need to practice this moveset. I need to get better.
Now, have you had it where you've watched your kid play, or you've been playing in a game, maybe even in Smash? And you were somewhat taken aback at how good they are at the game?
Yeah. I think one just passed this week was Zelda, Breath of the Wild. My 10-year-old and even my 7-year-old, I don't know how they do it. They just pick up stuff so quickly. And they, I don't, like, I have a hard time just remembering just certain button combinations. And in Smash Brothers, no problem. Like, it's just like they're a sponge. I'm like, just do this for everything. Why do you not listen when I say something like clean up your room? And they're like, hey, I didn't hear you. I'm like, you memorized the moveset from like 60 characters. And so, yeah, no, it's you've experienced that as well, just how well they kind of pick it up. And
not in many, like, but this one in particular, I guess what I was surprised in is I don't feel that the controls are the most intuitive.
No.
Right? They're not the most difficult. Like, you can certainly just kind of mash and you'll get some stuff done. But I think especially with the positioning and the jumping and kind of being able to handle that part of it. And I'm really surprised at his fidelity, like how he's able to traverse over the entire course and then do what he wants to do. You know, I don't think he even has a real true understanding of all of your movesets and how to even access them. But just the fact that he is doing as well as he is still, like, I was watching him kind of jump around and try to see him achieve what he wants to achieve. I want to get that thing up on the top platform there. So I'm going to jump, grabbed it. Okay, now I'll throw it at this guy. And that level of, for his age and for this game, like, that level of capability was impressive. I was like, geez, okay. You're kind of getting it here, kid. This is about the best I've seen you play of any of the games thus far.
Well, maybe you guys should go back to Mario and just see.
Never going back. Don't you even dare. Mario is in this game. That's the closest I'll be to a Mario game for a while. If anything, I'll keep that 64 plugged in and I'll introduce the Mario 64.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That game is never not good. So, yeah. Oh, that Mario game. Why'd you have to mention that? God, I hate that game. I'm so happy we're done. Never again. Never again. I almost feel bad. I feel, because I don't like disliking Mario.
No.
Given how much of a national treasure he is. So
that's right.
I don't like now to think of him in ill will.
No, but you're training him. Now, like, he can jump around the stage, no problem. So maybe it's just, you know, just that dexterity is there now.
It wasn't dexterity. It's because that game is cursed and it's an awful game. Like, he could be as good as he wants. That game's still awful. So, like, forget it. And how many characters are in Smash Brothers anyways? I'm watching some of the video feed for anyone sees it. It's just like, seems pretty ridiculous.
I want to say more than 60. And there's more to come, right? I think my kid is, my 7-year-old is asking for the DLC characters.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is luck though, right? Like, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, so you either buy per character or the pass, and then the pass isn't done yet, so you don't know who the other characters are right now. And with COVID and stuff,
is it a season pass though? So then, like, it's you don't know who it is for this season, but next season you have to buy it again.
Right. And, yeah, okay. I think this is the third season, that they're on. So they do 5, and then they stop. I can't imagine this going much longer. They're not going to have screen space to fit any more characters in, but there's been
six scrolling screens of it.
Yeah. The last one was the Minecraft guy, Steve. Minecraft Steve. So they were really excited. Minecraft Steve. Even though they just want to play some Minecraft in Smash Brothers. I'm like, oh my God, okay. Well.
Sure thing, son. Anything but Mario.
Endless, endless entertainment, like you said.
Yeah, Steve, another character that will look phenomenal on your PS5.
That's pending. That's right. Yeah. Oh my God, these pixels are amazing.
Ray tracing on Minecraft, finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, but with that final diss, and I'll ask you all to ask a silent game prayer for Jeff as we hope his PS5 arrives speedily before his vacation. And we'll wrap it up there for the week. Send your good wishes. That has been New Dad Gaming. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and any of the other podcasting services. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at New Dad Gaming, as well as our website, newdadgaming.com. We'd love to hear from you if you have had experience where your kid beat you. If you hate Mario, let's commiserate. If you're having issues with your PS5, or if you have had your own run-in with having to discipline your kid for some gaming infraction, we'd obviously love to hear all that sort of stuff. So until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a PS5 on the way. Hopefully. It's coming. My third child.
You can just feel it. It's positive thoughts, positive energy.
That's right. That's all I can do.
You'll be hitting up that beep before you know it.
Beep. All right. Hopefully.
See you next week.
Okay, see you.